This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. In the midst of this pandemic, children's parties are happening online. And the uplift today is a company called Happily Ever Laughter. Its owner, Miss Faye Diddle Diddle, and her performers know everything about storytelling and sing-alongs, face painting, balloon animals. They never step out of character, and their costumes are amazing. I think we've reached headquarters, and I believe Miss Faye Diddle Diddle is on the phone with us right now. Is that you?
Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Hi, Miss Faye. Where are you today?
I'm in my cozy electric blanket in our fairy office here in Santa Cruz.
Okay.
But there's fairies all over Sacramento, too.
Explain a little more about Happily Ever Laughter, what you do and what you did before the pandemic.
Oh, boy. Well, our specialty is just playing with children. Grown-ups invite us to parties or movie openings or wherever they have children that they need us to occupy so they can be grown-ups, whatever they do. I'd have no idea. And that was fun. We used to go to hundreds of events every weekend, and then everything came to a screeching halt. But we figured out how to find the children again and how to make them laugh, and it's just been a blast.
So explain this, how you took the parties and the entertainment online to connect with kids and keep the fun going.
Thank you for asking. Well, I've been noticing when I see a lot of entertainment that's at birthday parties or, shows that are entertaining for children on the computer, one really big element that is missing is this really deep connection with the child and to really get them to warm up to you quickly, just, you know, really interactive experiences. And that's what we're really good at. So I had to try to figure out, how do we do that through a screen? And we finally figured it out. We actually are helping grown-ups get involved. We send a present to the grown-up in advance. Shh, don't tell anyone. And then during the show, we actually make the present appear on the screen. And then the child sees the present disappear. And then the child finds it in their house, which is really fun. So it really kind of brings the real world with the online world. And it's just been so much fun.
I like the idea that you can do this either for play dates or for birthday parties, but you can connect in a Zoom sort of way multiple kids. So all the kids are on the screen seeing each other and seeing you or Miss Blossom, Miss Violet, whoever the fairy might be that's visiting everybody, and it still happens together.
Absolutely. And there's now cousins that get to see each other who live in different places. We've done shows over the computer for families that are partly in Russia and partly here. It's been mind-blowing watching everyone together. I think my favorite story so far is one family has been calling us about two or three times now just to have a one-on-one play date with their daughter. And she, last week, she put her iPad in her playhouse so that we could be inside the playhouse with her. It's so sweet.
I should add that this is very magically fairy-based, and your performers have to complete a sort of fairy school, and they all come with wings and tricks and the face painting, which is quite fantastic.
Aw, thanks. Yeah, we're pretty hardcore about the training process here. It's very frustrating, of course, at the beginning, but it's really important for us to make sure that we pull that spark out of really creative people and make sure to teach them how it's going to be on all the time, because children have a lot of energy and we have to be able to match them no matter what.
Has this become a way of doing business, Miss Faye, that might continue after the world migrates back to somewhat of the way it was and we aren't all at home all the time?
I think it's wonderful because it's affordable. You know, when you are hiring a person to come to your house or that sort of situation, it's a big commitment. But this is a way that a family can have that magic, and they can, you know, even have grandma on the East Coast doing the call too, so they really get to celebrate together in a way they never had before. And I'm really grateful to be able to see this off the ground.
So where do people begin if they want to book a play date or a birthday party?
Oh, thank you for asking. They go to Happily Ever Laughter, like ha ha ha, happilyeverlaster.com. And on there, you can just click the button that says online playdate, and we'll take care of everything from that moment on.
From the time that you started this company, and it's based in Santa Cruz, but you go, I think, all over the state and online, as you said, connect all over the world. You must be over 1,000, 2,000, many more parties than that. Have you kept track?
We hit 18,000 parties earlier this year, and
wow.
We've gotten up to 750,000 children that we've actually met in person and played with, and
wow.
It's going to skyrocket now with the online part, but oh yeah, we are blown away, and as my mom used to say, you know, there aren't jobs for fairy princesses, you know, you're going to have to grow up and figure it out. So I made a job.
Well,
why
don't you do a little shout out for the little magical fairy princess town that you grew up in? Because I think some people will recognize it.
Aw, hello, Placerville. Hello, Sacramento. I miss you. I love you. Thank you for showing me magic.
All right, Miss Faye Diddle Diddle, thank you so much. I don't know if you want to send us off with a little fairy wish, but thanks for the uplift today.
Thank you so much, Beth. Have a wonderful afternoon, everybody. Oh, gosh, it's only morning. Okay, coffee. Bye, everyone.
All right. Fairies drink coffee, too. I love hearing that. That was Miss Faye Diddle Diddle. The company is Happily Ever Laughter. We'll post a link, but jumping online and seeing some of the photos tells you what they're all about. So I hope you have something wonderful planned in your weekend. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Kyle McKinnon and Cynthia Lopez. We are back Monday with our next live show, but in the meantime, cheers also to our digital team, Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer this week was Antonio Munez. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. Our team isn't leaving. We're back at noon with a live press conference from California's governor, Gavin Newsom. In between, we're going to take a picture of the handful of us here in our masks, appropriately distanced, doing our job and bringing you everything you need to know, and then a little fun along the way, too. So stay safe, stay home if you can, stay informed, and take care. Thanks for joining us.